What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's latest video is titled "The Jews Are Begging for Extermination Because They Think That Satan Is Gonna Come Save Them at the Last Minute." I really gotta do something about the grays, man. I mean, I dyed my hair, but the grays on my beard, I gotta shave it off. Looks like I'm like fucking, I gained some weight since I came back from Europe. I gained like 20 pounds. I'm at like 250 something. I gotta go back down to like 235. I mean, if I get sub 240, if I'm at 240, I'm actually good. But yeah, it looks like I got some fat down here and the grays ain't helping, but this video is not about looks maxing, even though looks maxing are probably the most important thing. So let's get back to the point of this video, that the Jews are begging for extermination because they think that Satan is gonna avenge them at the last second. So yeah, as you guys know, I made a video a couple of months ago saying that the Jews are begging for extermination by the way they are, by what they're doing, what they're saying. We had a Jew yesterday by the name of Shlomo who came out and said that we need to get rid of the First Amendment so we don't have anti-Semitism. We need to get rid of the First Amendment. And a lot of white people are like, come on, dude, your name is Shlomo, the homo, and you want to get rid of our First Amendment? You're fucking Israeli. What the fuck you doing meddling in our goddamn politics for, you know? So a lot of Americans and white people are saying it's as if the Jews want to be exterminated. And yes, you are right. The Jews do want to be exterminated. Now, as you guys know by now, these Ashkenazis, these Randy Fines, these Netanyahu's, these Mark Zuckerbergs, they are Ashkenazis. They're not the Israel of the Bible, okay? These are known in Islam as the Jews and Jews, or what you Christians would refer to as Gog and Magog. That's what these Ashkenazis are known as. They have no genetic lineage or any sort of connection to the Holy Land, okay? These are people who came from Central Europe, primarily around the Ukraine-Poland area. And these were people that Islam told us they were so evil that God actually had to create a barrier to keep them from impacting humanity. And that barrier was eventually gonna crumble. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad said, hey, the barrier that's keeping Ajuj and Majuj from humanity is crumbling. And as you guys know, the history of the Ashkenazis is that in about 700 and some AD, long after the Prophet Muhammad passed away, the Ashkenazis were a strong force, and they chose Judaism because they didn't want to be associated with Christians, they didn't want to be associated with Muslims, so they chose the Jewish religion. But in reality, they are the total and complete opposite of Judaism. Yeah, Jews and Jews, aka Ashkenazis, are satanic. They are chosen people, all right? They're chosen by Satan. Now, once you understand that the Ashkenazis are indeed chosen by Satan and they're not the Jews of the Torah, they are creating a make-believe, pretend world. Because you have to understand, because these are not the Jews of the Torah, they are now making the Torah their own little pretend world. This is why the Jews say, this is why the Zionists say, we have to genocide Amalek. Well, Amalek was genocided by us Israelites like 3,000 years ago. Amalek is gone. We genocided them. But again, because these Ashkenazis are not the Jews of the Torah, they're creating their make-believe world. So to the Ashkenazis, everybody is Amalek. Therefore, everybody must be destroyed. Now, You're probably asking, Amr, well, why would they be begging for us to exterminate them? Well, we gotta go back to Pharaoh. You see, Pharaoh, if God did not intervene in the last second, Pharaoh would have most certainly killed us Israelites, you know? We all know the story. We were stuck at the Red Sea. Here comes Pharaoh and his army. He's most certainly gonna kill us. And you all know what happened. The sea parted. We went right through it. Pharaoh was right behind us. And you all know what happened. Boom. Red Sea came down. Pharaoh and his entire army was destroyed. And we Israelites were saved, literally, with seconds left before Pharaoh would have made it over, him and his armies. Now, the Ashkenazis, because they believe in Satan. See, this is why Ashkenazis, when they write God, they write G-D. They acknowledge the God of Abraham, yes. But they worship Satan. There's a book out there, I told you, it's called Chariot of the Gods, okay? Gods with plural. The Jews acknowledge the God of Abraham, but they worship Satan, okay? They think Satan is the real God, while this God of Abraham is like a faker, a poser, or, you know, inadequate, whatever the case is. They worship Satan. So, just like God intervened last second to save us Israelites, because we were gonna get exterminated, the Ashkenazis believe that when it's time for us to exterminate them, that Satan is going to intervene in the last second and save them by destroying us, the enemies of the Zionists. What they fail to realize is that Satan is misleading them. You see, Pharaoh was at his most arrogant when the sea parted. When the sea parted, that's when Pharaoh said, I am God. This is proof that I am God because the sea parted. And when he went through the parted Red Sea and then the Red Sea came crashing down on him, that's when he said, I now believe in the God of Moses. And by that time, the God of Moses said, sorry, buddy, you're going to the hell fire. Okay, for eternity, obviously. So, the Ashkenazis, they're gonna be arrogant until the last second. So, as you guys know, they beat, they supposedly beat the Iranians. They captured Maduro. They beat Hamas. They stole the elections. They got their Shabbos goys like James Fish back for 2026 to win the governorship. By the way, guys, a lot of these people who are coming out now saying, oh, I'm anti-Zionist, you know, Hamas, or, you know, globalized Intifada, they're all controlled opposition, guys. I mean, think about it, guys. Really think about it, okay? If the Jews have such a bad reputation, the Zionists and APEC have such a bad reputation, okay? Now, as you guys know, I'm Israelite. I'm also part Ashkenazi. This is how I know how Ashkenazis think. Now, fortunately for me, I'm only 10% Ashkenazi. If I was 100% Ashkenazi, that would be a problem, you know? But nevertheless, I can still think how Ashkenaz, I can still think how the Ashkenazis think. But since my other 90% of lineage is non-Ashkenazi, you know, I can be a decent human being. So the Ashkenazis, they know that you hit APEC, that you hit Zionism. So what they're going to do is very, very simple. We're just going to get these candidates like James Fishback, a boy of nothing. A guy who is, first of all, the guy is only 30 years old. Secondly, his Tesla got repoed. He is heavily in debt because he has been sued because allegedly when he was working as an investor, he like embezzled money or did something unscrupulous. So they are pushing James Fishback, and James Fishback is like, I'm anti-Zionist, you know, the Palestinian genocide is bad. But the reality of the matter is he is a big Zionist. For those of you who don't know, James Fishback is best friends with Barry Weiss. Believe it or not, Barry Weiss is a female. She's a hardcore Zionist. She's actually the media mogul for Larry Ellison. For those of you guys who don't know, Larry Ellison is a multi-billionaire. He is the guy who founded Oracle, a major software company, and this guy is a hardcore Zionist. He is best friends with Netanyahu, and again, this is a guy who's gonna buy TikTok, so we don't have any anti-Zionist content on TikTok. This is the guy who's buying TikTok. He's also buying Paramount. He's buying as much media companies as he possibly can, so they don't have anti-Semitism or anti-Zionism on those media, in a form of content. So Barry Weiss is his media mogul, okay? She pretty much has control over CBS, pretty much any mainstream media she has control over. And this is why they're pushing out this James Fishback. You probably saw him on Redacted last night. He is pro-Venezuelan war. Let me tell you something, guys. Okay? These people who tell you I'm anti-APEC, globalize the intifada, but then they turn around and say Maduro is a dictator, that we need a war, a regime change in Venezuela. You know, that's exactly like, you know, the Illuminati when they do these weird hand signals, shit like that, telling other people, hey, we're one of you. Yeah, when these people come out, like Scam Danny, right? You know, Scam Danny comes out and he's like, I support regime change in Venezuela. Yeah, he's one of them. All you dumb Muslims out there who still think that this Zionist, tranny lover, LGBTQ supporter, male feminist is a good Muslim. I don't know what to tell you other than go kill yourself at this point, because you're gonna go to the hellfire if you genuinely believe that Scam Danny is a Muslim, when in reality he is. See, and this is the thing you guys need to understand about controlled opposition. You see, Scam Danny can do a lot worse than your typical Shabbos goy, because people are gonna believe that, yeah, he's one of us. There are Muslims to this very day who are like, well, Amr, you don't understand. You see, Mom Donnie is playing 5D chess with the Zionist and the LGBTQ. You know, this is why he goes to tranny faggot parades. This is why he has a Zionist police chief. He's doing 5D chess. You're just not high IQ enough. It's like, go fuck yourself, dude, you know? So again, controlled opposition can do far more damage than the typical Shabbos goy, because you, the average person, is gonna be like, oh, he's one of us, you know, he's doing 5D chess. But the reality of the matter is, they're Shabbos goys on steroids. And this is why I'm running against Randy Fine in District 6, which is not my district, you know. It's like 200 miles up in Daytona, because Aaron Baker is the perfect Shabbos goy, you know. This is a guy who idolizes Marjorie Traitor Greene. We know what Marjorie Traitor Greene did, right? She told you the American people sweet nothings, and the second she secured the bag, she exited stage left. Now, for those of you who don't know what it means, securing the bag, after you spend 5 years in Congress, I think you get like a lifetime pension and health care. Not to mention, she went from having $700,000 to like $25 million. So, yeah, she secured the bag, and time for her to exit stage left. This is what all these politicians do. Trust and believe. By the way, guys, Aaron Baker is best friends with Jew Boy, aka James Fishbeck. Trust and believe that Barry Weiss is in talks with Aaron Baker to be their Shabbaskoy. And like I said, Randy Fine is fucking evil and vile, yet we're gonna keep our eyes on Randy Fine because we know he's evil and vile. You put in Aaron Baker, people are gonna be like, oh, look at him, he is so innocent, and look at how basic and simple he is. He's just like Marjorie Taylor Greene. In reality, those are the worst people out there because they give you false hope, okay? They give you false hope. They can do evil shit. You wouldn't even know about it because you're not looking for that, because in your brain, you're like, these people are good, hard-working, honest Americans. I'm not gonna check their record. I'm not gonna check what they're voting for, the policies they're putting forward. You're not gonna check for any of that stuff because, again, in your brain, because these people are, you know, genocide, globalized intifada, fuck Zionism, you guys think that they're good people when in reality they're worse than your typical APEC sponsored Shabbaskoy. So, in conclusion, guys, what you really need to understand out there, guys, is that things, see, you guys gotta understand, even though Trump supposedly has a W in Syria and he has a W in Venezuela, you guys gotta understand, God is purposely misleading Trump and his Zionist, because God, just like God, see, you guys need to understand, Islam says those who live like Pharaoh will go down like Pharaoh. Again, Pharaoh was at his most arrogant, literally a microsecond before the Red Sea came crashing down on him. So Trump, the Antichrist, the Zionist, they're gonna be arrogant up until the last second when God steps in. Now, when God steps in, I don't know what God is going to do. Maybe it's going to be a massive nuclear war. Maybe it's going to be a disease, you know. Ashkenazis have a very, very distinct genetic makeup because, again, according to Islam, these Ya'juj and Ma'juj, these Ashkenazis, they spent, I don't know, hundreds, maybe thousands of years stuck behind a barrier. So, as we all know, you look at Mark Zuckerberg, you look at a lot of these Ashkenazis, they all look like they have some sort of dystopian genetic makeup. So maybe it's gonna be a nuclear war, maybe it's gonna be a genetic disease that's gonna kill the Ashkenazis, or maybe, just maybe, MGTOW will win in 2028 and we get to implement the final solution like God always wanted, you know? So, and at the end, you guys need to understand this really good, okay? Islam tells us that the extermination of the Jews is gonna be so glorious that the tree is gonna talk and say, yo, faithful follower of God, there's a Jew hiding behind me. Come and exterminate him. Now, are trees gonna talk? Absolutely not. This just goes to show you that the extermination of the Jews is gonna be so glorious. Now, as you guys know, when I say Jews, I'm talking about the Mark Zuckerbergs, the Netanyahus. I'm talking about this evil Zionist. I'm not talking about, you know, Shlomo. Shlomo, the Israeli tech billionaire who wants to take away the First Amendment. Yeah, he's one of the Zionists who gotta go bye-bye. But, you know, the average Shlomo who reads the Torah, has a corner deli bakery, you know, he's all right. You know, we're not talking about that type of Jew. We're talking about the Zionist. Now, here's what you guys gotta understand. When it comes time for the final solution where the Jews are exterminated, this current world order that we are in, it's gonna be over. This is what everybody watching this motherfucking video gotta understand. The way things are right now, okay, where you are at, where I am at, this world will come to an end. I don't know what it's gonna be, guys. Nuclear war, solar flare, disease. I don't know what God has planned. Best case scenario, guys, like for real, best case scenario is that the U.S. goes bankrupt. The people who took the Scamarona vaccine, you know, willingly, not the people who were forced against their will, you know, the people who took the Scamarona vaccine and all 27 boosters, you know, they'll die out. So the U.S. government, the Zionist-controlled government, loses its power. The people who took the Scamarona vaccine, you know, willingly, you know, the one who took the 27 jabs, they'll die out. And MGTOW takes over in 2028. Because if we do, we get to inherit all of this, you know. God in the Quran says, Abadi Salahun, Yo Rasul Ard, my slaves who are righteous will inherit the earth. So I would much rather have America the way it is right now, with its infrastructure, Boeing 747s, I-95. I'd much rather have all this intact, and then we just literally waltz into the White House and take it all over. That would be best case scenario. Worst case scenario, it would be nuclear war, famine, disease. Again, I'm not God. I don't know what God has stored. All I know is the Zionist controlled US regime will come to an end. Everybody watching this motherfucking video has to have a hand in the destruction of the Zionist controlled US government. Best way to do this, guys, vote MGTOW 2026 in the state of Florida, District 6. I want a peaceful revolution. This is what I want. I want a peaceful revolution. We don't want a civil war, okay? We don't want a bloody revolution. You guys have to understand, the U.S. revolution really wasn't that bloody. Now, the U.S. civil war was really bad, okay? We don't want a civil war. We don't even want a revolution, even though bloodshed is going to be kept to a minimum. Because you have to remember, guys, like, the reason why the U.S. revolution was not that bloody, at least compared to the Civil War, is because the British took pity on the Americans. You have to remember, the Founding Fathers and the Americans, those were British people, you know? And this is what you guys need to understand. You see, when it comes time for us to fight the Zionist-controlled U.S. regime, the people with guns, who are us, they have to take pity on us because we're one of them. See, this is what I always tell you guys. If every American with a gun said, fuck you, Trump, I stand with Amer Mitwali, we will put the Zionist controlled regime to an end literally overnight. Literally overnight, the Zionists are gone. We're going to take our country back. Women rights are out the window. When I say women rights are out the window, I don't mean they have to marry an incel, you know. I simply mean that they can't vote, and they just can't have a position of authority when it comes to, like, leadership and government. That's all I mean when it comes to taking away women's rights. Doesn't mean you're gonna beat a bitch, even though Yogi Oba's mom gets freaky like that. But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that at the end of the day, the American people with guns need to take the side of MGTOW. The second they do, literally overnight, everything, God willing, will be sorted. Now, understand this really good, okay? Things need to get worse. And the reason behind it is that God in the Quran says, when everybody goes out to sea and it's rocking and rolling, they're probably gonna drown, you know, everybody becomes a Muslim. Everybody submits themselves to God. But the second they come back to shore, they're like, Allahu now, you know? So people need to experience bad things. People need to come to MGTOW willingly. I don't want people to go MGTOW because I have no other choice, you know? This is not MGTOW, okay? This is why we don't accept Coach Bitch Pill, you know? So I want people to go MGTOW because they come through, like Terrence Pop says, through logic, reason, and even a little bit of comedy. I want people to come to MGTOW through logic, reason, and comedy. I don't want people to come to us because, all right, guys, well, you know, I have no choice but you people. It's like, no, we don't want that. We want you to come to us through logic, reason, and a little bit of humor, you know? So this is why things gotta get worse and worse and worse. You guys, like, we all know in the MGTOW community, right? The biggest seller of red pill is woman. You know, if I talk shit about woman or you talk shit about woman, or people are gonna say, oh, you jaded, who hurt you, you an incel. But if women do nigger shit, men are gonna go MGTOW. It's the same thing with Zionist, you know, fucking before Scamarona, the shit I would say right now, people are gonna say, oh, you're an anti-Semite, you are Hamas. But now people are saying, shit, this guy is onto something. What did I do in the past seven years now, it's 2026. What did I do in the past 7 years, guys? What did I do in the past motherfucking 7 years for people to say, shit, this guy is onto something when it comes to the Zionist? I did absolutely nothing. It's just that the Zionists did so much nigger shit that people are going their own way, and they're realizing when they come my way that, oh shit, this guy's onto something. Coincidentally, guys, this is why my Twitter account is going nowhere. In fact, the Zionists are doing the same thing with my Twitter account that they used to do with my YouTube channel before they deleted it, you know. Before they deleted my YouTube channel, every time I upload a video, I lose like 5 or 6 subscribers. So on Twitter, every time I post on Twitter, I lose like 3 or 4 subscribers, you know. So I don't think they're going to axe my X account on Twitter, but they're definitely not letting me go anywhere on it, which is fine, because as you guys know, I got a food truck. It's literally a drivable banner, billboard. Believe it or not, guys, I actually ordered 12x5 banners from Vistaprint, I believe. So it's 12 feet long, 5 feet high for my campaign. So I'm literally gonna drive my food truck around Daytona, St. Augustine, Flagler Beach. Ain't nothing the Zionists can do about that. You know, the Zionists, they can kick me off of YouTube, but they can't kick me off of MGTOW TV because, you know, I own it and I own the damn servers. My food truck, same thing. Okay, you Jews don't want me to get any reach on X? Okay, no problem. I'm gonna drive my motherfucking food truck that I own around town. What you Jews gonna do about it, you know? They can't do anything about it, you know? So, at the end of the day, guys, MAGA will eventually go MGTOW. And the more arrogant Trump becomes, the more nigger shit he does, the more people will go our way. So this is why I'm telling you guys out there, yes, take the W for Syria, take the W for Venezuela, the more arrogant Trump gets, the more God is waiting for him to destroy him. And one last thing, guys. If Donald J. Trump is the Antichrist, like I think he is, only Jesus can exterminate Donald Trump. So at this point, guys, trust and believe, things are going to get really interesting. Before 2028, things are gonna get really, really interesting, guys, okay? So if you guys out there don't have your plan B ready, it might be too late for you, you know. Your plan B is, and you guys have to understand, plan B does not necessarily mean you're cucking out or anything like that, you know. When the Muslims got really oppressed in Mecca, before they went to Medina, before they secured Medina as the Muslim capital, they went to modern-day Ethiopia and they set up refuge in Ethiopia, you know, in case, because you have to be realistic, guys, okay? You just can't say, you can't do what the Zionists do, you know? The Zionists, they're saying, hey, Satan, we're going to put ourselves literally up against the wall and you have to come in and save us. Satan ain't gonna save them, you know. It's the same thing with God. You can't tell God, hey God, I'm stuck in America, I'm stuck in Sodom and Gomorrah, come and save me, God. It don't work like that, okay? This is why I got business in Colombia. In case I have to go to Colombia for a while and then come back to America after God, Nagasaki, Hiroshima's, the U.S. Zionist-controlled government, okay, so be it. So everybody watching this video needs to understand and understand this really good, okay? America is Sodom and Gomorrah, okay? You just can't be here saying, hey God, can you save my ass, but I ain't going nowhere. So before I end this video, if we go back to Prophet Lut, who's a cousin of Abraham, Abraham was told by God, hey, listen, I'm going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Your cousin Lot, he needs to get the hell out of there. Because if he doesn't, I'm going to destroy him too. So you guys out there who live in Sodom and Gomorrah, which is modern day Edom, which is modern day Rome, which is obviously modern day America, you gotta have a plan where you can leave before God brings in his divine destruction, okay, guys? And we all know the story of Lut. When Lut fled Sodom and Gomorrah, God told them, hey, I'm gonna destroy this civilization. If you look back to see the carnage, I'm gonna destroy you too. We all know what happened, right? Lut was running with his family while Sodom and Gomorrah was getting destroyed, and guess who decided to take a look back? His wife. And his wife got destroyed. Why? Because even though Lut's wife was literally out of Sodom and Gomorrah, her heart was in Sodom and Gomorrah. That's a problem, guys, okay? So you guys watching this video, your heart cannot support the Zionist controlled regime of Donald J. Trump. I am anti-Trump, okay? Just like Trump is the Antichrist, I am anti-Antichrist. By the way, guys, Trump in Islam, assuming he's a Dajjal like I think he is, the Dajjal in Arabic means the great deceiver, which exactly is what Trump is. So in conclusion, guys, first order of business, you must hate Donald J. Trump and his Zionist controlled regime. Secondly, you need to have a base outside of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's not enough to say, hey God, I'm in Sodom and Gomorrah, but you know, come and rescue me. You know, this is why I'm not in New York City. This is why I'm not in LA. You know, even though I'll probably end up going there for a little bit, that they're not my base. You know, like LA, New York, they're no longer my bases. Like, I have no intentions of being in LA, you know, because when Sodom and Gomorrah gets destroyed, those two places are probably gonna be it, you know. Especially New York City with that fucking Zionist piece of shit. What the fuck is that? It's a bag. It's kind of windy, so there's a bag that got into the bushes. It's not an animal or anything dangerous, but so that's number one. Your heart has to be out of Sodom and Gomorrah. Physically, you need to have a base also outside of Sodom and Gomorrah, because you just can't live in Sodom and Gomorrah and say, hey God, my heart is good, you know, protect me while you destroy everybody around me. It don't work like that, you know. When God's destruction comes onto a people, you cannot be with those people, okay? That's number one. Number two, everybody watching this video, you gotta ask yourself, what can I do to take Donald J. Trump and his Zionist-controlled regime down today? Best thing to do, vote MGTOW 2026. Even if you cannot vote in District 6, you know, let people know MGTOW exists in District 6. That's all I need. Let people know that I and the MGTOW party exist in District 6. If we win in District 6, 2028, God willing, will be ours. And again, like I said, I don't know how bad this is gonna get. It can be anywhere from MGTOW taking over in 2028 and implementing the final solution ourselves, or it could be as bad as nuclear war, famine, disease, 85% of human population killed. I don't know what God has in plan. All I know is that the two things you and I need to do is, again, have a base outside of Sodom and Gomorrah. And if you're gonna stay in Sodom and Gomorrah, you better fight, okay, guys? So yeah, the more W's that Trump takes, this is just God misleading him, okay, guys? And you guys gotta understand, this video is gonna be like fucking 40 plus minutes long. It's probably gonna take me like a fucking 10 days to upload it. Hopefully I can find like really fast internet, or maybe I have to use like Handbrake to like bring it down to like 2 gigabytes, but I'll worry about that one later on. So you guys need to understand that, and you guys are probably asking, or should be asking, why did God create the Dajjal? Why did God create Ashkenazis? Why did God create the Ya'juj and Ma'juj? Because the Ya'juj and Ma'juj, Mufsidun fil ard, they cause corruption in the earth. So why would God create people like Ashkenazis who have no redemption in this world or here or in the hereafter? Like, vast majority of Ashkenazis, probably 99.9% of them, are probably going to go to the hellfire, so they don't have a redemption in this world or in the hereafter. So why would God create such people, okay? Now, how many of you guys out there, I don't care if you're Christian, I don't care if you're Muslim, how many of you guys out there watching this video know a Christian or a Muslim? It doesn't really matter. How many of you guys know a person who is a hypocrite? They're a hypocrite, they're a virtue signaler, they are wishy-washy, they'll go whichever way the wind goes, they really don't care about religion or God, whichever way the wind blows, they're gonna go. Everybody watching this video will raise their hand and they will say, yes, Amr, I know a hypocrite, I know a virtue signaler, I know a wishy-washy person in religion. When Jesus comes back, assuming I'm around and you're still around, when I ask you that question, nobody will raise their hand. Why? Because the hypocrites, the traitors, virtue signalers, the wishy-washy people, they all must be exterminated. This is why God created Ya'juj and Ma'juj. At the end of the day, guys, Gog and Magog is not putting a gun to our head saying you have to be one of us or we're gonna pull it. They're not doing that. If you continue to roll with them, they will God will destroy you, okay? If you look at Palestine, Palestine had 80 years to destroy the Zionists. What did they do? At best, they didn't care. At worst, they sold themselves to the Zionists. Hamas was actually created by Mossad. Yasser Arafat was a Zionist stooge. They all sold themselves out to the Zionists. So God is like, oh, okay. You guys got 80 years. That's a fucking lifetime. You got 80 fucking years. You're okay with Zionist. And you sold yourself out to the Zionists for a few shekels. Okay. Well, here you go, guys. Let the Zionists, who you guys are okay with and betray me for them, let the Zionists go ahead and take care of you. And this is what I'm gonna end this video on, okay, guys? If any of you guys out there are okay with Zionists, aka Ya'juj and Ma'juj, aka Ashkenazis, God will say, okay, cool. Let the Ashkenazis take care of you. Let Ya'juj and Ma'juj take care of you. See where it goes for you, okay? So, that's my video for today, guys. Like, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.